continuing the theme of current clinical research and your particular interest, let's talk a little bit about the HER2-positive patient. You mentioned one trial. What are some of the other studies that are being considered right now?
So ER-positive breast cancer, we've focused on. The second big group, obviously, is HER2-overexpressing disease. I think that there are several veins of research that are going on there as well. Obviously, now with the tremendous outpouring in 2005 of the major adjuvant trials, there's a lot of retrospective cleanup work. People want to look and see if they can figure out which tumors really benefit from trastuzumab most markedly. Is there some marker, whether it's c-MYC or Topo2 or what have you, that's going to really pick patients who do or don't need trastuzumab, or if they get trastuzumab, has such a fabulous prognosis that they don't need anything else. In terms of treatment, the next big trials are going to be from the BIG, the Breast International Group, and that will be a four-arm randomized trial of trastuzumab. This is for patients who have HER2-positive breast cancer who would have had chemotherapy and who will receive trastuzumab versus lapatinib versus a combination of the two versus a sequential treatment program of, I believe, trastuzumab and then lapatinib.
So everybody will get trastuzumab?
Actually, no. Some patients will get just lapatinib and some patients will get a planned sequence of crossover. So trastuzumab versus lapatinib versus a combination versus a crossover.
I know there's been a lot. I mean, I've been hearing about this for like 2 years, at least even before this all came out. And there's always been this controversy of the lapatinib alone.
There are several controversies to this trial. The first is about the name of the trial. They used to call it Aphrodite, but apparently some other clinical research group, like in cardiology or something, had already patented that name, so they need a new name.
Yeah, I've heard it was the trial formerly known as Aphrodite.
The trial formerly known as Aphrodite, that's right. The rock star previously known as Prince. The second controversy is that this study follows the HERA treatment program, where patients would, for the most part, receive chemotherapy first and then receive the biological therapy afterwards, with the option of giving the biological therapy concurrently with taxane therapy. I actually think that's not the best way to give these drugs. I've been impressed that the best results seen with trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting and with trastuzumab and lapatinib in the metastatic setting are when you pair these products with chemotherapy. And I actually think that by not insisting on giving these drugs with chemotherapy, you probably do not optimize the beneficial effects of these drugs. And I think that's actually a fairly substantial critique of the study. The third point is the one you alluded to, which is that, gee, we have an awful lot of good quality data on trastuzumab, and not everybody's going to get that. And I think that that will affect accrual in some quarters. Obviously, there's been a lot of excitement about lapatinib, but I think that that is a potential weakness of the study design. On the other hand, you know, you have to bring new things forward and you need corporate sponsorship for trials, and so hard choices have to be made. But I think that that will affect some patients and doctors' willingness to contribute to that study.
How would you feel about participating in that study?
I think for many patients it's a very reasonable study. On the other hand, if you had a 28-year-old woman with 14 children or, you know, some tremendously compelling story and a very high-risk HER2-positive breast cancer, would you really feel comfortable not randomizing her to trastuzumab treatment at this time? And I'm not sure one would necessarily.
That's interesting. So you, in a way, you're suggesting maybe you or somebody who thinks the way you do might specifically pick out borderline patients where maybe they're not even sold the trastuzumab next to their node negative, 1.2 centimeters,
you know, it'll be interesting to see how accrual goes. And again, there will be, over the next few months, more data, I'm sure, coming along about lapatinib that will hopefully reinforce the data we've seen for that drug. Clearly, there is the recognition that trastuzumab isn't a perfect drug, so there are opportunities to do things. But, you know, there's awfully good data in support of trastuzumab right now, and I think that may, especially in the U.S., affect patient selection for the trial.